SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey proclaims his innocence after being indicted for allegedly advocating the assassination of President Trump. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanch says no one, regardless of status or station in life, can do this kind of thing.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
Comey is accused of arranging seashells on a North Carolina beach in such a way as to urge the assassination of the president. He posted a picture of it on social media before taking it down. During his first term in office, Mr. Trump fired Comey, who says he's innocent and is not afraid. Yesterday it was Washington. Today we'll find Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla in New York City, where they'll meet with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial.
During his address to Congress yesterday, King Charles reflected on the attacks which took place 25 years ago this September.
We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
The king noted that NATO came to America's aid in the aftermath of 9/11. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mineral Wells, Texas, about 45 miles west of Fort Worth, has been hard hit by powerful storms. It sent at least two people to the hospital and damaged homes and businesses. Gas prices continue to climb, rising to a national average of $4.22 a gallon, according to the AAA. On Wall Street, Dow futures 37 points higher, the Nasdaq futures up 115. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom will soon have a new national landmark, the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. It will appear as an infinity loop reaching to the heavens, made up of 1 million business card-sized digital bricks, each one detailing an answered prayer. The visionary behind this project, Richard Gamble, says he wants to make hope visible, and he's inviting radio listeners to share their own personal stories on his website.
We're trying to collect stories of answered prayers from all over the world. Times when God has said no or answered in different ways. We're trying to get a whole range. So we're asking people to go to eternalwall.org.uk. Give us 5 minutes of your time and share your story. You know, the exciting thing is that in 100 years' time, somebody is still going to be reading your story of answered prayer, and you're going to be leading them to Christ long after we've left the planet.
Richard Gamble adds that one person's answered prayer could very well be another person's much-needed hope. SRN News. Responding to Democrat gerrymandering in Virginia, there's a drive to reshape congressional districts in Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida to benefit the GOP.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis unveiling a new congressional map for the state that could give Republicans up to 4 additional seats in the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. Right now, Republicans hold 20 seats, and that number could increase to 24. Democrats have 8 congressional seats in the Sunshine State, and they could potentially lose half of them. Laura Winters reporting.
Today could be a momentous day for the future of the Federal Reserve. Chairman Jerome Powell may signal that he will stay with the Fed as a board member, even as a Senate panel is expected to confirm his replacement. Powell will preside over what will probably be his final meeting as chair, and then he'll hold a news conference after the meeting wraps up. More details, SRNNews.com.